Good morning. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, Campus Chino Valley. I'm so happy you're here today. I'm happy I'm here today. I'm grateful that I'm here today. The month of November contains my favorite holiday, and so the whole month is about living in gratitude. So that's our theme, living in gratitude. And today, so what we know, exactly what Ellendale just sang, because I'm grateful, everything is beautiful. When we live in gratitude, there's more good to see. There's more things that are heart-touching, heart-warming, heart-opening. There's more good. So, and that decision to live in gratitude is up to us. It's up to me. It's up to you. It does not depend on our circumstances. It does not depend on what's going on in our lives. It's a choice, a decision. Just as Daniel Namot sings, love is my decision, gratitude's my decision. Gratitude can be your decision any moment of any day. And when it is, you actually multiply the good. And when you don't, you actually create more of what you don't want. The topic this morning is called the faith factor. And here's the thing about faith. We all have faith. We all have plenty of faith. We have faith in whatever it is that we are experiencing. We call it reality. But it isn't necessarily reality to everyone, because other people can be experiencing a very similar life and see it differently. The faith factor is simply, as Jesus said, it is done unto us as we believe. As you believe, it's done unto you. So if you believe life is for you, life is good, life is wholesome, that will be your experience. If, on the other hand, you feel that the universe is an unfriendly place, that it's scary to be here, that it's scary to tell the truth or to be yourself, then that's exactly what you're going to experience. And it isn't because life is bad or God doesn't love you. It's because you have made a decision that is not in the nature of life itself. Because life is good. Life is good. I have been blessed this last week by being in Santa Barbara for the Awakened World Film Festival. And I experienced so much good and so much inspiration. The very first night, and so much inspiration from the musicians, our wonderful friends Faith Rivera and Harold Payne were there the very first night doing songs. And this was a night of so many people talking, so many films that we watched. And Harold did exactly what he does here, and Karen and Rick will know what he does. The rest of you might not remember. Harold's a musician that listens to the talk and then writes a song that's based on the talk. He writes it in the moment. I guess the band already knows what the chords are going to be, and whatever, but he wrote this wonderful, inspiring message about everything that had happened, and I just wanted, that first night was magical. So Monday night was when it started. It was absolutely magical. Where was I Saturday and Sunday? You might be asking in your minds. I was in meetings all day long, from 8:30 in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. I was really happy to be sitting in a theater on Monday night and just receiving. And, you know, Reverend Judy's wonderful talk last week was about that law of circulation. You need to both give and receive. You need to breathe out as well as breathing in. So, yes, to take in. So, the whole idea of gratitude. I'm going to show it to you again on Thanksgiving Eve. For those of you who are here, Thanksgiving Eve, and I invite all of you to be here. It's always such a good, wonderful service. There's a video by that is just plain called Gratitude, and it's narrated by Brother David Stendhal Rust. So that might, and it starts with a little tiny cute brown girl with her finger very close to her nose, and it actually goes in her nose as you're watching her talk about gratitude. It's adorable. It's adorable. It's like, don't do it, don't do it, but she does it. And Louis Schwartzberg, who wrote wrote, directed, and created this movie, and it's only a 6-minute movie. He's got all sorts of awards for it. He lives life. He's that time-lapse photographer that takes pictures of the same flower continuously for 30 days. And so you can see this flower bloom, can see it changing, opening to the sun, closing to the night. I mean, it's amazing, his work. And he says, just life itself is something that we should be grateful for, to see the colors we see, to see the plants that we see, to see the ocean that is there. And he tells about, he lives by the ocean, and he takes his kayak out in the ocean, and then he surfs back in. He says, I surf back in, and I always wipe out. But I'm certain someday I'm going to make it. Now, that attitude of great gratitude and joy in seeing the beauty of Mother Earth, it's just, it's a lesson for all of us. If we come from that place, if we come from life is here for me, and it's given all these gifts to me, so that I might be moved to give back in the nature that life gives, which is easily and effortlessly gives everything. So Lou Schwartzberg wrote and directed this wonderful movie, and then he spoke about his life. And I thought, you know, it's so easy for each one of us to, as we're driving home, as we go out for coffee after service, to just look around us and see the gifts of beauty that surround us, to look at each other and see the gifts of beauty of the people in our world, to be thankful. Sometimes, and I know that it's, I'm not sure it's a natural human tendency, but lots of us do it, is that when we're experiencing disappointment or any kind of fear, we put our attention there. And we see that fearful thing over and over and over in the movie of our minds. Now, that is the fear, the faith factor working against us. It's the faith factor working against us when we imagine what happens, and we imagine it in the negative, then we're actually planting a weed seed. We're actually planting a weed seed. And we want to plant seeds of good, of joy, of gratitude. You know, Jesus taught this also when in the story of the loaves and fishes. Here he was, he had this great group of people, maybe 5,000, it says in the Bible. 5,000 people listening to this message. And it's lunchtime, and they're all hungry. And any good speaker would want to keep them. So let's feed them, and then they'd stay for more wonderful ideas. So, of course, they didn't bring food. He asks, in the multitude, one boy had 5 loaves and 3 fishes, and he brought them, and what did he do? He gave thanks. He gave thanks for that little. And what happened to the little was that it multiplied and fed the 5,000 plus all these baskets full of extra food. That's how gratitude works in our life. And so you can think of what he did when he gave thanks was to praise the good, to praise God. And so where in your life and where in my life would that be helpful for us? Instead of looking at the lack, instead of looking at what we don't have, to praise what we do have, or to praise God for the good that we have. Because that presence is always working for us. It's always working. When this was happening, most of us in America weren't aware of it, but the genocide in Rwanda that was from 1992 to 94 happened because a group of people thought another group of people shouldn't live. And so the government actually ordered people that were the wrong ethnicity, the Tutsis and the Hutus, the Tutsis ordered the Tutsis to be killed. If you see them, part of one of the films I saw was contained one of these stories, was about a minister, a Hutu minister, that was brave enough to hide 8 girls in one of his bathrooms. And these young women were held in this bathroom. They thought they would be there for a couple of days until they could get to safety out of the country. But instead, they were there for 3 months. For 3 months, crowded in this bathroom. They couldn't flush the toilet unless they heard the other toilet flushing, because they couldn't be made known. And one of the women, whose name was Immaculée, and her last name, even David Alexander got wrong, so I'm not even going to try it. But Immaculée came to the awareness of how grateful she was for her life in those 3 months, and how grateful she was to be alive, how grateful she was for the little bit of food, how they fed them was any scraps left over after they and their children had eaten would go to these women, 8, sharing the scraps. And that's what they lived on. And she said, and sometimes I could get to the place where I forgave the Hutus and even the government. But mostly I wanted to kill them. I swore that when I got out, I would take revenge for the death of her whole family was lost. Her father, her mother, all her brothers and sisters. She was the only one that survived. And then something occurred in her. And that was that this feeling of bitterness, of needing revenge, was not right. And she started to forgive them. She started to forgive and let go of that anger. So by the time she actually, by the end of the 3 months, when they were freed and peace had been declared, she was able to truly be among the Hutu without feeling anger. All of her friends said, you're in denial. All of her friends said, you can't be that forgiving. But she herself knew that she needed to be that forgiving. She needed to be that forgiving for herself. So what I know for all of us is this faith factor includes letting go of the past, letting go of any disappointments, letting go of any fears. I'm working with someone right now that is absolutely certain that a person in her life is out to get her. And the more she is certain of that, the more proof there is. And so I'm working in knowing for her that this is not the truth. That no one and no thing is against her, because no one or no thing is against itself. Since God is everywhere present, God is present in that one. So for each of us sitting here too. Yesterday morning, I got a call from Reverend Debbie O'Dalla from the Carlsbad Center with the very sad news that my friend and your friend and our friend, Dr. Jane Claypool, had made her transition the night before. And she made it quickly. She had been home. She'd been visiting with the people that were around her. She wasn't feeling well. Anyway, she passed quickly. But Dr. Jane was a wise woman. She was a wise woman who loved to work with women, to empower women and men, but she liked to start with the women, because if we were empowered, the men, we would rise up with them. They would rise up too. In this little book that we used to have for sale, and I think we have some, but not today because they're hidden away somewhere in the closet, The Glories of Sobriety, compiled by our friend Faith Strong. Jane Claypool has a chapter. Actually, many of our friends have chapters in here. Each of them was brave enough to let go of their anonymity, because they're talking about being sober, and part of that 12-step program is the promise of anonymity, and they gave it up so that they could say, look how my life is better after all these years. Now I'm better. So I'm going to read you just a short bit of what she wrote about herself. She said, the first changes in my life seemed remarkable. All those changes came about because I listened to, quote unquote, them, listened to them, and did what I was told. They told me to practice gratitude, and I started making a daily list of things I was grateful for. I still do that as part of my spiritual practice. They told me to make amends, and I really tried. It was hard for me to humble myself and ask for forgiveness, but it worked. Within a few months, my relationships were mostly healed. Although I had to give up my drinking buddies and stop letting freeloaders take advantage of my relative prosperity, I attracted wonderful new friends. They told me to make amends. I went to all the people I could find that I'd hurt and told them how sorry I was. A few said they didn't want to be friends anymore, but most said they loved me and wanted me to be well. Best of all, the estrangement with my family was healed. Two spiritual practices, whether we have an addiction or not, we could all practice. Make a gratitude list every day. Write the things that you saw, that you noticed, that you're grateful for. And two, make amends. Where you have sown hurt, where you have not kept your word, where I have not kept my word, make amends. Say, I'm sorry. And then let the past be the past. Truly, that's one of the great things that Dr. Jane Wisewoman really showed me, that she was able to let go and let whatever was be what it was. And that's such great wisdom for all of us. In that first evening of the film festival, and I actually bought most of the films, so I can offer them to you because they were so good, and I really wanted to share them with you. So we'll offer some evenings like that where we all get to experience these movies and these gifts. That first night, Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith was talking. He's the president of the Association for Global New Thought. So he was just giving a short 10-minute talk, and maybe 5 minutes. But what he said in those 5 minutes was so important. He said, come and watch these movies, not so much to be inspired, but to be involved. Not so much to be enthralled, but to go out to make a difference, to make a difference, for you to make a difference. You know, when we're really practicing, when we're really doing our spiritual practices, everybody in our world is safe to be who they are. We don't have to fix anyone, because everyone is okay just the way they are, right? And when we do our spiritual practices, just like Jane was saying in that passage, new friends come along. Friends who say, I want what you've got. I want to experience that joy of living, to see the beauty all around. You know, I was speaking with Lisa yesterday, and Dr. Jane was Lisa's teacher for ministerial training, and they were very good friends. She was her first assistant minister. Lisa is my prayer partner, so we speak every Friday. But this was Saturday, so I called her, and she answered like she always does, hi, Heather, good to hear from you. I said, I have sad news. She said, it's about Dr. Jane, isn't it? She said, I've been dreaming about her all night, and I knew she was no longer on the planet. We have that level of knowing. We all have that level of knowing. We know. We know. There was a one last thing from the film festival I will share with you. There was a movie on the power of love and how love is, even though we think we're thinking with our heads, the thing that creates us to think with our heads comes before it. It's love. And this love we often call intuition. It's the power of God's grace. It's God's presence. And they were doing this experiment on people, and they had them all hooked up, wired up to machines so they could test their responses. And they knew that people would respond to a series of pictures that were tender, like of babies and puppies and kitties and things that most human beings love and feel tender about. And they also knew that they would react to things that were hard to look at, like an injured person. So they had a series of pictures, and then they had some neutral pictures that, you know, like of an egg or a bobby pin, or I don't know, bobby pin might be really hard. What is that thing? But something that's common, a paperclip, something like that. And then they measured, and here's what happened. Of course, people responded because we are, first of all, this animal that has this limbic brain that wants to respond with love, to love. And they did respond. And they didn't respond to the ones that didn't have any emotional attachment. But here's the real kicker. They responded on average 5 seconds before they saw the picture. 5 seconds before they saw the picture, they knew that picture was going to be one that would bring love, would bring fear, or would be neutral. That's because that intuition within us is without space and time. And it's always guiding us. So here's the faith factor, folks. Right where you are, there's something in you, in me, in all of us, that is responding to your deeply held beliefs. And if you really believe in this power, in the good way, in the true way, that's what you will experience in your life. And in those moments, or maybe months or years, when it looks like limitation or lack, where it looks like it's not working, here's the answer. 3 fishes, sorry, Bible. Praise the good you have. Praise how much you have, because then it can grow. That is the faith factor. I'm so happy you were here this morning. I know that each one of us will practice to the best of our abilities these ideas. Today, I'm going to be attending a $100 plate dinner at my home. It's my Gourmets for God. So I'm practicing right now, and you all can help me, that everyone will be fed, happy, content. There'll be enough, and it will taste great. That's the faith factor, and I know it. Will you know it with me? Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, and if you just join me in prayer, and we'll just take a moment in silence first. For anyone who's made transition, but especially for Dr. Jane, if she was part of your life, knowing for her that now she is without pain, without encumbrance, she's free. Knowing for her family, comfort and grace, and for the Carlsbad Center, the same thing. Now, this is what I know, and I speak this word for each one here and for myself. I know that there is only one power. That power is God. That power is good. It is all-knowing, everywhere present. That this one power operates as a perfect law. It's first cause to everything seen and unseen. It's that mighty moving current of love that is everywhere present. And it's creative. It's creating out of itself, out of my impress upon it, it creates. And so I declare this in the first person for each one here, and for each one listening, and this is what I know. I know something good is happening today because God is. because God is magnificent, because God is good, and God is immanent and transcendent, is both within and all around. I know something good is happening in me in terms of love and relationship, that my heart opens to a new awareness of friendship, to a new awareness of good. I speak this word that all relationships are healed, wholesome, healthy, and that I am healthy-minded in relationship. I speak this word for lavish abundance, for that abundance that is God's grace. I step into it, flow into its flow, and welcome it. I speak this word for creativity, that creativity that is the word, that is the maybe the hobby or the idea, that it also is flowing, that the abundance of ideas that are God's belong to me right now. And so I take the ones that are mine, I let the others go. I rejoice in the goodness of it. I speak this word for health, for perfect health and wholeness, that I am one with that amazing life that is God's life. And God's beauty is my beauty. God's strength is my strength. God's flexibility is my flexibility. That I am in that one and as that one. The power of God is my power. I use it wisely and empowered and empowering. I empower others to use this power for good, for themselves and all others. I speak this word for this community, that this community grows and is blessed and prospered by every good thing. And so with my heart filled with gratitude, knowing that this word that I am planting is a word of faith, it is already so in the mind of God. And so I just welcome it, receive it with great gratitude. With great, great gratitude, with my heart overflowing, opening up, I see the beauty of grace all around me. With so much gratitude, I simply release this to the action of the law of mind. And please join me in anchoring it by saying with me, and so it is. Thank you.